Welcome to Taz Turf Talk, your radio guide to thoroughbred racing this week in Tasmania.
And Thoroughbred Racing this week is in Launceston. Good morning, Colin McNiff and Greg Mansfield joining you to preview a night event program in Launceston. And we have a slow six track. The rail is out 4 metres. The penetrometer reading 4.76. The first of those races commences at 11.43 and the last gets underway at 4.36. As Greg Mansfield joins me now. Morning, Greg.
Morning, Colin. Yeah, it's a very good meeting at Mowbray today. But of course, the highlight for us so far this weekend has been the cleaner.
I hope you had a few shekels.
Only a few, but he was $5.50 on Thursday, so it was a good price, wasn't it?
After a very good run first up a couple of weeks ago.
Look, he's been in great form all season. The one surprising thing about the cleaner when you look at his form card is that he's actually only won two races this year, this racing season. One of them in Launceston over the Carnival when he won the Weight for Age race, and again yesterday. But he's raced well in everything he's contested. He's run a lot of pacings. He's been unlucky a couple of times. He's run into some good horses. He was beaten by Index Linked at Flemington back in January. So, look, his form's been almost faultless, but he just hasn't been winning. So it was great for Connections to see him get away with a good race.
Yeah, well, he's back where he started now, isn't he? Back with Mick Beals after having a little stint at a state.
Oh, he was. He didn't appreciate being at a state. He's back with Mick. He takes him over on the boat a couple of days before the race and brings him back on the Saturday night. As Mick was quoted as saying, he likes being in his home surrounds with his mates. And look, it's working. There are people that don't like that system, that reckon horses don't race well when they go to Melbourne that quickly on the boat, but the cleaner certainly does.
Yeah, he's a bit of an iron horse, isn't he? He's been a great horse for Connections. They've had a lot of fun with him, and he, as you say, he really runs a bad race.
Well, as they pointed out yesterday, he's now won $500,000. I think he sold originally for $2,000 and then was sold again later for about $10,000. Mick sold him himself. Quoting his words were, "I needed the money." If he'd kept the horse, he wouldn't have needed the money anymore. But it's a great result for Mick. He's done a fantastic job with him, and it was good to see Anthony Darmanin win a city race. He was pretty excited after the race, Anthony.
Yeah, and he's got a few good rides today too, Anthony, here at the meeting in Launceston, so he might pick up another winner or two. As mentioned, a slow six, Penno of 4.76. The rail is out 4 metres the entire circuit. It's a fine day in Launceston. The scratchings that we have at this stage, race one clear, race two take out 12, Sahara Girl. Race three, scratch eight, Alpine Angel. Race four, number eight, She's a Liz. Race five, six and eight, six Tire Kicker, Yes Sir. Race six, number 15, Set for T. Race seven, 11, Income Blonde. And race nine, number nine, Will's Hope. Race eight is clear at this stage. We'll have the final scratchings in the next 5 or 10 minutes. Nine races to preview. Greg, let's hop into it. Maiden Class One over the 2100 kicks off the day.
Yeah, a couple of form lines here, Colin. Letters and Barbara's Girl coming out of one race, and Delightful Weekend and Master Alfred coming out of another, both over 2100. I've gone for Letters, number five. I think he's just about ready. He's improved at each of his four runs for Adam Trinder. His last start second to Genuine Lad was good. He was beaten only half a length. That was last Sunday. The margin, of course, should have been greater because Genuine Lad tried to run off the track in the home straight. But he's a pretty fair horse. Barbara's Girl finished third in that. I watched the replay several times. I don't think you could make any excuses for Barbara's Girl. I think Letters finished in front of her on its merits. So I've got him on top of her again today. Number five, Letters to win from number three, Barbara's Girl. And then the other form line, Master Alfred, who was second over 2,100 metres at this track two starts ago behind Delightful Weekend. He did have every possible chance, but he meets that horse 2 kilos better, and that might be enough to turn it round. He's had another run since and ran well over 1,400. And Delightful Weekend, who failed last start, but it was in a benchmark 78 on a heavy track, back to this 2,100 metre distance at Launceston. I'm sure she'll go better, but that's how I see it. Those four, I made it to 5, 3, 2, 4.
I'm going with number two, Master Alfred. It's had the 25 starts, has won only once, been placed seven times, but now as a four-year-old, just seems to be getting better and better, and his recent form line is pretty good. A nice win, three starts to go over the 1,600, second over the 2,100, then a little freshen up over 1,400 and placed behind Gigi Black Fury. I think this is the race. Brenda McCool jumps aboard. Two to win from number five, Letters, who, as you say, has improved. Each time they signalled that they'd ride the horse forward last time, they did that, and it battled on very gamely. Three, Barbara's Girl, and one decent deal just whacks away over the 2,100. 2, 5, 3, and 1 for me. Race two on the card is a maiden. It's over 1,200. At this stage, we scratch number 12, Sahara Girl.
Yeah, number one, Flying Stevie, has had a couple of runs in Tassie for John Blacker. The first one was quite good. It ran second to Khaki Warrior in Hobart when favourite, and then last time out only ran 7th of 12 also in Hobart, but that was on a heavy track and just got caught up in a little bit of traffic at various stages, didn't have a lot of room to move. I think he's worth another chance here. John's put the senior jockey on this time in Brendan McCool, drawn a nice barrier in a pretty tough race. I've got it on top, number one. I thought the main danger might be number 13, She's a Stig. It's had only the one start, ran fifth behind Triple B and Launceston. It was beaten a bit over four lengths, but I think the Triple B form is stronger than anything else in this race, so I expect her to be an improver. She's from the Dylan Clark stable. Dylan's got his horses going well. He had a winner during the week. For third, I'll put in number six, The Real Deal. This one had good support at its only start in April, but it missed the kick and was never a chance. It just sort of followed them round, didn't lose any ground, didn't gain any. It's obviously had a freshen up since then and trialled okay for Bill Ryan. And for fourth, I'll put in the Candyman Can, now with Barry Campbell. Victorian form looks pretty ordinary on paper, but Barry can improve them. There's not a lot of depth to the race, so I've thrown it in for a minor placing. I went 1, 13, 6 and 5.
Yeah, as you say, not a lot of depth, and for that reason I've tipped Porto. Probably not quite as suited here first up over 1,200 metres, but I just think he's going to be running home. It's, his last few runs were over the 1,400 and 1,600 metres. Just had a slight little let up since May the 11th, a little freshen up here, and I just think it might be able to get home over the top of them. It's a three-year-old trained by Gary White. It's been placed 3 out of 8, and this is not a strong race. 1 Flying Stevie, 13 She's a Stig, as you mentioned, was a nice run first up, and number 5, the Candyman Can. But it's a race that there could be a surprise. I can't really pick it. I've gone 4, 1, 13 and 5. Race 3 is another maiden over the 1,200. We scratch number 8, Alpine Angel.
Oh, this is a much better field, much more depth here. I've gone for number 13, Spirit of Naya, who's screaming out to win a race. This 3-year-old filly trained by John Keyes has the very much informed Bullant Moo Koo to ride. I thought her last run when third in Hobart was very good. She led, kicked very strongly, ended up getting narrowly beaten by Lefty and King's View. King's View has come out and won since. That was 1,400. I think the step back to 1,200 metres is a positive, and I expect it to be very hard to beat. She's drawn a good barrier. She'll be in the firing line all the way. Number 3, Gigi's Clang, ran very well first up. He was second to the promising Sparkling Moon, led in that race, kicked clear at the top of the straight, but just wilted a little bit late. You'd think he'd strip fitter here. He's drawn well with Adar Manon to ride. 11 Nuclear Star, I think it's got some sort of a chance. It was beaten 8 lengths first up by Private Currency, but as we know, the winner is pretty smart. And number 7, My Grey Horse, ran 4th in Hobart last time out on a heavy track, well beaten. But prior to that, in Launceston, I thought it was a very good run when placed behind Triple B and Lacey As. It was slow away and then caught wide all the way. I think it can be an improver. The one worry here is the wide barrier. 13 for me, ahead of 3, 11 and 7.
Yeah, very similarly for me, 13, Spirit of Naira. It's run third as past couple and in fairly strong maiden company, I would say. Shardimos was the winner of that race a couple of starts ago in Launceston, and then third behind Left Ear and King's View. That form line looks to be okay. So it's the on-topper from number 3, Gigi's Clang. I thought number 1, Bideford's an interesting first starter who might have some sort of a chance here, coming off some reasonable trial form. It won a Hobart trial beating Isn't Life Strange and Special Fusion. It's trained by Ian Hayne. It looks a nice type of 3-year-old, one to certainly include. And 11 Nuclear Star, who was a nice first up run when it finished second. So very similar to you, Greg, but I've marked them 13, 3, 1, 11, race 3. Race 4 is for the 2-year-olds. We scratched number 8, so we've got 9 to go around. Majority of them unraced, but one that has raced was very impressive.
It was, and because of that, it'll be pretty short here. Number 1, Valiant Warrior. It won by 7.5 lengths. It led all the way. Has an extra couple of kilos to carry here, but it shouldn't be a major factor. And unless one of these first starters is well above average, you'd expect a Valiant Warrior to be winning again. I thought the danger might be the horse that chased it home last time, number 4, Magnassa, even though it was beaten by a big margin. You'd think that he'd strip a little bit fitter for that run. He battled on pretty well. He settled midfield and made up a little bit of ground in the run home to beat all bar the winner. For third, I've put in the bottom one, number 10, Cool Kisses. I thought this ran quite a nice race in Hobart last start, went 4th of 8. It was the race was won by Gigi's Golden Girl, who, as we know, goes quite well. Raced wide, but not right out on the outside fence where they wanted to be. It was sort of stuck in the middle of the track, covered a bit of extra ground on very heavy going. I think it can be an improver. It's in a filly Leon Lasky stable, and it's going quite nicely. And you could take your pick of the first starters for fourth. I threw in number six, Arachne, who's trialled pretty well for Brendan McShane. But they all look a pretty even lot, the first starters. I went 1, 4, 10, and 6.
Yeah, number one was super impressive at Devonport, beating Magnassa and Gigi's Baritone. Just when it got a tickle up at about the 200 metres, just sprinted clear. And as you say, won by 7.5 lengths. It looks a nice type by West Quest out of Fast Ride. Comes from the Adam Trinder stable, which is having a wonderful run of success at the present time. And that looks like continuing today. I suppose the only query is that it steps out onto the grass. It ran in the Longford trial that ran third of four. That was its first trial start, though. That was back on the 6th of May. It won on the synthetic last time out. If that makes a difference, we'll see today. Magnassar was a good run. It chased home hard, coming from about midfield to run into second spot. Was certainly doing its best work at the finish at Devonport. 6 Arachne, 10 Cool Kisses, 1, 4, 6, 10. Only a small field to go around in race 5. It's a class 2 over 1,200. We scratched 6 Tyre Kicker and 8 Yes Sir.
Yeah, will be another odds-on favourite here, I'm sure, in number one, Van Diemen's Fire. This is a very smart horse. He's had only the 4 starts for 2 wins and 2 placings. Both his wins have been on wet tracks, one on slow, one on heavy. He's been very impressive this time in. Race Greenley first up when Grey Gown beat him, otherwise he probably would have won, and Grey Gown's no slouch. And then last time out he turned the tables on Grey Gown and won quite easily. He has only an extra kilo here. Don't think that's certainly going to worry him at all. And he just looks the winner to me, number one, ahead of number two, Finesto, who's come back from a spell in very good form. Runner-up both starts on the synthetic, one behind Lazy Democracy and one behind Fuming. There's nothing wrong with those form lines, so you'd expect him to go well. 3 Poucher got up at about 20-1 at Devonport last Sunday, never runs a bad race. He gave the former Victorian apprentice Melissa Nichols her first Tasmanian win on that occasion, and you'd think he would be in the finish again, number three. And for fourth, I'll throw in number five, Sister Quest, who was a winner at Devonport 4 starts ago and has been reasonable at her last 3 starts in good form races, including behind Soundbar last week, and the Soundbar form is very strong. But this will be short, and I think it will be winning. 1, 2, 3, 5.
I've just gone 1, 2, 3, 4, straight down the page. Van Diemen's Fire, Vanesto Poucher, and Zarimbi, who ran a good race 2 starts back, was a little disappointing down the track last time. But that third at Devonport 2 runs back was very strong, and if it's allowed to bowl along near the lead, it could just stick on. But the 1, 2, 3 clearly on top, 1 and 2 in particular. So 1, 2, 3, 4 there. Let's look at the quaddie. Race number 6 is the first leg, and it's the class 1 over the 1,400.
Barrier draw has made this a bit tough, hasn't it? Because a couple of the better chances have drawn out wide, and that will make their jobs more difficult. I've gone for number 3, our mate Alvin, despite the fact that he's coming back from 1,880 metres to 1,400. They gave him a run over that longer trip at Devonport last week, and he wasn't disgraced. He settled back at the rear of the field, made ground after coming pretty wide on the home turn, but I think this distance will suit him better. He was a winner over 1,350 3 starts ago, and then at his next run he ran second in Launceston over the 1,400 in a good race. Senior jockey on here, Daniel Ganderton, who's getting back to his best form. I think it's a good chance in a very tough race. Thought the danger might be number 13, Summer Downs, who put in an absolute shocker in Hobart last time on the heavy, just didn't do a thing, and was favourite. But before that, it was a really eye-catching third behind Grey Gown and Van Diemen's Fire. And on that form, she's in this right up to her eyeballs, so I've got to give her another chance. 1 Triple B, very promising horse, but he's one of those ones drawn off the track. He's got a very wide draw. He was good at Devonport last week when he ran fourth because he missed the kick and had to be used up to take up a position. He looked the winner at one stage in the home straight, but he wilted late. He does get a little weight drop here with the claim. And number 8, Sparkling Moon. Again, the wide barrier's the worry, but she's a promising filly who won very nicely last start. And she does have B McCool to overcome that disadvantage. I went 3 in a tough race from 13, 1 and 8.
I've gone with number 6 here, Braver, at 1 in Launceston, a couple of runs back on the 25th of May, beating Sparkling Moon, who stepped out and won since. It then ran 7th behind Soundbar. That was in Class 2 company. Our Casanova ran 2nd, was beaten 6.5 lengths, but Soundbar is a very nice type of horse, as we know. So the form line looks to be okay for mine. Back to the track where it won here for number 6, Braver, to win. I thought the danger was 1, Triple B, really good run, as you say, after being a little slow to begin last time. Cobble Creek got some sort of a chance, and so too your top tip, our mate Elvin. I've marked them 6, 1, 2 and 3 in the 6th of the day. The Bill Dunstan Memorial, benchmark 62, is race 7.
I've gone for Braver's stablemate here in number 14, Chimed In. Dean Wells has got this mare going exceptionally well. She was a huge run in Devonport three starts ago. She then won at nice odds in Launceston at her next run on a similar type of track that she'll strike today. And I thought her last start fourth at Devonport wasn't a bad effort behind Super Broadband. She actually was making ground in the closing stages when she got hit over the head by a rival jockey's whip, which certainly didn't help her cause. Probably was a bit stiff not to run a place, but she steps up from the 1350 to the 1600 today, and that does look ideal. And B. Muku takes the ride, which is a big positive. So I've got her on top of number six, Mr. McCartney, who had excellent form over these middle distances until he was stepped back to 1150 last week in Devonport. Wasn't disgraced. He was only beaten a couple of lengths by Poucher. He'll appreciate getting back to 1600 metres here. For third, number five, Grey Hype. She's going well this time in. None of her runs have been bad. Last time on, she battled on pretty well on a heavy track in Hobart. And for fourth, I'll throw in number two, Revenging, who's always capable of winning a race like this, but does have the steadier of 59.5. But look, I could throw in another four here and maybe still miss the winner. I went 14, 6, 5 and 2.
Yeah, certainly a race of a lot of chances here, Greg. I'm tipping number three, Father Ned, another one of the good rides that Anthony Darmanin has. Its run last time behind Land a Dollar was good. It was doing its best work at the finish over the 1,600 metres, was back toward the tail of the field at the 400, ran home nicely on that occasion. That was coming off a trial winward, had a little freshen up beating Trelew. Its form before that was a little disappointing, but I think it's right to go now over this trip. Number three, Father Ned, in a tough race to beat 13, Savvy Princess. Just think from barrier number one, Rhonda Mangan on board, no weight on its back. It's going to be up on the speed and might give them something to chase at odds. 14, Chimed In, and number two, Revenging. 3, 13, 14, 2, race 7. Second last of the day, this is a benchmark 78 over the 1600.
We've got some very much in-form horses here, but I still think there's a good bet in this in number one, Sun Disc. Anyone who watches the replays would have seen its last start second behind Land a Dollar. Don't take anything away from the winner. He did win nicely, Land a Dollar, but I thought this horse, if he shouldn't have beaten Land a Dollar, he should have finished very, very close to him, because he hung in badly in the home straight, proved a real handful for the apprentice, Hayley McCarthy. Perhaps she should have just let him drift into the close towards the rail and he might have still got the money, but she did the right thing. She tried to straighten him, got beaten a length and a quarter. I think if he'd gone in a straight line, he would have gone very close. He's a good horse. When he struck form last time in, his form was ultra consistent. He just strung together some wins, and I think this is a winnable race. Adam Trinder has booked the left-handed whip rider Bullet Muku quite wisely for a horse that hangs in, and Sundis gets a drop of a couple of kilos here. I think he ticks all the boxes, but as I said, there are some in-form rivals, including Land a Dollar, who's going for four straight. Very promising horse. He did beat Sundis last time and meets it only slightly worse at the weights. Number four, Grey Gown, very promising mare from Victoria. Her form since coming here has been good. The only query with her is she's making the step straight from 1,200 to 1,600 in one hop, but she does have a pretty handy form over that distance in Victoria. And number six, Our Casanova, the three-year-old, continues to race well. He wasn't far behind Soundbar last time out, and as you said, the Soundbar form line is very strong. But I do like one today. I think he'll beat 2, 4 and 6.
Look, I'm on the same page here. I think it's the best bet of the day. Number one, Sundisk, to score to beat the similar numbers. I've gone 6, 2 and 4 in slightly different order. I like the run of Our Casanova. It just found the line in the last 50 metres or so in that race at Devonport when it ran second. So I think that'll be a strong contender. 2 Land a Dollar, looking to make it 4 in a row, and 4 Grey Gown, 1, 6, 2, 4. The last is a benchmark 68. We scratch number 9.
I was having a quiet morning on Tuesday, so I slipped out to the Devonport Trials and saw Luca Bell win quite easily, beat Revenging, who's racing earlier today, and beat it by about 3 or 4 lengths, did it on the bit. Good mare, hasn't raced since May last year. She's had only the seven starts. She's won 3 of them with 3 placings. Earlier in her career, Bill Ryan, the trainer, was predicting she'd develop into a Newmarket horse. She may still well do, but I think she'll start the ball rolling today by winning first up. Number 7 probably will be a little bit cramped in the odds department, but I think she'll be getting the money. Number 2, Tuk Toyaktak, resumes here. He's a nice horse. He very seldom runs poorly. He's had 11 starts this track and distance for 6 times in the placings with a couple of wins. Goes okay fresh. He's been placed 4 of 7. I think he represents the danger. For third, I'll throw in number 6, Sienna of Sydney, who's a handy mare from the Trinder stable. She's just had the one run back. That was in May. finished midfield. She normally goes better than that first up, but Adam has freshened her again since then, so I think she'll be an improver, number six. And I've got no idea what'll run fourth. I've thrown in number four, Al Jandar, who's done nothing at his two starts in Tassie, but they were in open company. And I just keep on remembering that he had pretty good city form in Victoria in his prime, so he could be an improver. But I think the top three stand out, and the top one does stand out, number seven, ahead of two, six and four.
Yeah, look, 7, 2, 6 and 1 for me. I've just thrown in Hellstrong. As you say, the top three look to a standout, and I think you can just about snavel that trifecta very comfortably with those three numbers, 7, 2, 6 and 1 for me in the last. Where's your best?
I'm with you. Race 8, number 1, Sun Disc, and for a little bit better value earlier on, maybe race 3, number 13, Spirit of Naya.
All right. Race 8, number 1, the outstanding bet on the program for me, and I think I'll just leave it at that. We'll take a quick break and then to talk harness racing.
This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania. It's the Tweed River Jockey Club's Cup Day today, featuring the Richmoreland Bar Cup in Newmarket. It's a great family day with trackside dining and picnic areas, plus entertainment for the children with the Byron Bay Kids Club and a jumping castle. And don't forget live music on the lawns. Gates open 10:30 a.m. and there's free courtesy buses to the track, plus full TAB facilities and a strong bookmakers ring in operation. Don't miss Cup Day today at Moorloombar. For more, visit tweedriverjockeyclub.com.au.
This is Sunday Racing on Radio TAB.
And we're talking harness racing now. We've got two meetings this weekend, 10 races in Hobart tonight, 7 at Devonport tomorrow night. But before we look at the Hobart Quadrilla, Greg, with your selections, again, plenty of Tasmanian horses racing here to stay at the present time, and again, continuing to bring home the lion's share of the money.
Well, they're doing well, and leading the charge, of course, is the top filly, Barinya, who won very nicely at Geelong on Tuesday night. That was in a heat of the Victorian Super Sires. That's worth $10,000. It was a handy prize money for a heat. She now goes into a semi-final at Melton on Friday night coming up. That's worth $20,000. And if she qualifies, she goes round in the $110,000 final, which is the following Saturday. It's a Saturday meeting that week. She's going extremely well. She won easily, beautifully driven by Rowan Hillier. And Dick Eves almost pinched another race at that meeting with another Jasper, so his team's really flying.
A little bit of chicken fried. It's racing in Queensland and now, but it's flying up there. It's won 7 from 22 starts this campaign.
Yeah, this is another former Rowan Hillier horse, and he was pretty consistent in Tasmania, but he ran a lot of minor placings, but he's put it together since he's been up north in the warmer weather. And as you said, he is another winner at Albion Park last time out, so he's had 22 starts up there for 7 wins.
Fred and Pauline Barker always have a good horse or two, and they look like they've bred another nice one.
They've bred some outstanding horses over the years, and they're having success on the mainland at the moment with a couple of them. One of them, Major Rama, who won at Geelong during the week, he really struggled to win a race in Tasmania. He broke through at Carrick one day in a pretty moderate affair, but he's going well. And they've got another nicely bred one called Big Z, who's going well. It's made it 3 in a row in Queensland when it won at Redcliffe, I think about a week ago.
Sophie Svensson, the partner of James Rattray, scored a double at Menangle through the week.
It didn't do much driving when she was in Tasmania, but did a little bit, and she's obviously got plenty of ability, both handling the horses and driving them, and she's doing well.
All right. And we had a couple going around on Friday and Saturday night, to Zanzo, Hugo Play, and then Nola Mayhem last night, but none of them managed to run a place.
No, Tizanzo ran 6th on Friday night. The driving tactics were queried. I'm not sure what the outcome of that was, so we'll give her another chance later on. Hugo Play was first up, showed pace and weakened. He'll probably improve as well. And I didn't see Nola Mayhem's race last night. She ran 5th, but she was only 5.5 metres from the winner, and that was in the fillies heat of the 3-year-old fillies heat of the Super Size.
All right, Greg, we'll look for a winner or two. As I mentioned, a 10-event program in Hobart tonight, and League 1 of the Quadrilla is race number 5.
This is a tough affair. I've gone for one drawn barrier 7 in By Marjack. It's a big ask to win from 7 in a capacity field where they're a pretty even lot, but this horse has grown a leg at its last couple of starts. It was really struggling here a while back, and then it broke through for a nice win in Launceston from barrier 7 two starts ago, beating a good horse in Chopsticks Boris. And then it came out and ran 2nd at its next run behind LJ's Magic, who's a pretty smart mare. And Mac My Day finished 3rd in that race. So Barry Rattray's got this one right back to his best. Young Wade Rattray is driving. That's the son of Kent. and he's chasing his first winner, and he looks like he drives pretty well to me. It won't be too far away. So I've got it on top of 3 Franco Silster, which might lead, 12 Liza with a Z, which is very consistent, and 9 Blue Chip Harry, who's got a draw that might suit him. So I went 7, 3, 12, 9.
Leg 2 is race 6.
Race 6, the free-for-all, Tupac just looks too good. Probably wasn't entitled to win last start. The leader got away from him on the home turn, but he still got up. He's just a class horse. 5, Our Chain of Command, looks the next best, ahead of 6, You Do It, who's racing very well. And number 4, Al Mel's Dream, is an interesting newcomer to the state now with Ben Yole. Was only beaten 8 metres in an M2, M4 race at Melton last start, so keep an eye on the betting there. But it does look like Pachacuti again, 2, 5, 6 and 4.
Leg 3 of the Hobart Quaddy, race 7.
Some nice horses in this, C4 to C6. Number 8, Mellow Lynn, is the only horse off the second row, which will give Gareth Rattray a few options on how he drives it, but I think he's good enough to beat these. Number 8, just ahead of number 6, Remember Joe, who was the horse that almost beat Pachacuti last time. He gave a huge sight. Number 5, Broadband, is better in a stand, but he should be competitive in this field. And number 4, Rykov Lees, is racing very consistently. I'm at 8, 6, 5 and 4.
And we rounded out with a smallish field in race 8, the fourth leg.
Yeah, this is the first heat of the Evicus for the 2-year-old fillies, and this will be very short. Number 3, Forzia, won its first 2 starts very impressively. Had to do a bit of work last time out from a not-so-good draw, went second to follow the wind. The winner's pretty smart. I think Forzia will handle these. Ahead of number 4, Safety Girl, 6, Laugh Your Head Off, and 2, Coraggio. But this will be pretty short, 3, 4, 6, and 2.
Could be able to skinny that quaddy down a little bit by the look of it. 7, 3, 12, 9 in the first leg, 2, 5, 6, 4, 8, 6, 5, 4, and 3, 4, 6, and 2. Have you got a best bet?
Well, I think Pachacuti and 4, 0, 2, that you can skinny down, take them one out in the quaddy. My best bet's a horse drawn awkwardly, but looks like it's getting back to form, and it's in a weak race. It's race 4, number 7, Me Made Les, now trained by Andrew Rawlings. It was a good run last start.
All right, Greg, thanks for that. Let's hope there's a winner there and a winner in Launceston this afternoon. We'll see you at the track.
See you there, Cole. Thank you.
Greg Mansfield from the Examiner newspaper. Just checking the final scratchings for the meeting in Launceston. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 12, Sahara Girl. Race 3, number 8, Alpine Angel. Race 4, number 8, She's a Liz. Race 5, 6 and 8, Taikiki, Yes Sir. Race 6, it's the emergencies, 15, 16, Set for T and Dartel. Race 7, it's 11 and 16, Income Blonde and Fiji Princess. Race 8 is clear and race 9, number 9, Wills Hope. They are the final scratchings for the meeting in Launceston, the first of 9 at 11.43. Look forward to your company right throughout the afternoon. Hope we've found a winner and we'll see you again next Sunday morning.
Scratchings with thanks to Hawkins Media. Radio TAB advertising is their frequency. Contact Steve at hawkinsmedia.com.au.